Representatives of the three organizations made the remarks at a ladies night organized by the public affairs section of the United States Embassy at the National Press Club last night. The Women Lawyers Association representative Elizabeth Danga said they will push for the remaining 25% to be included in the draft at the second All Stakeholders Conference.
If it is further debated, then we are going to look at the further debated document and see if we can still vote yes or no. What we are commending is on the current draft that we have. This is the draft that we are saying we are going to vote yes for.
Virginia Mwanigwa, chairperson of the Women's Coalition, explains why women want the COPAC draft.
And now we've got a document that gives us 75% of the issues that women wanted. Their desire is 100%, but at the end of the day, this is a contested process. Contested along gender issues, contested around political issues, contested around the resource issues, the economy and whatnot. And we have to actually get, for us, if we get this constitutional draft adopted as a draft, as a constitution, it would be very good because at least 75% of the things that we want have been covered.
But National Constitutional Assembly Information Officer Blessing Vava said it's not proper for women to endorse the draft simply because most of their issues are catered for.
Well, it's really surprising that they are looking at this constitution, mainly focusing on the section that is affecting women. But as we know that the constitution is a broad document, is a document that contains a lot of issues, and each one of that issue, it affects the other. So it's really surprising when one goes to a section and say that this issue is only concerning me and you forget to look at the whole document.
In another development, Water Resources Minister Samuel Sipepangomo told a meeting focusing on the development of water resources along the Save River Basin that water problems in Zimbabwe are a result of mismanagement.
The current water issue is often more a crisis of governance than a crisis of physical scarcity. Without a significant shift in the way water resources are managed and provided, the current water crisis can only worsen.
Indian Ambassador to Zimbabwe Jitendra Kumar Tripathi say the two nations have worked together for a long time in areas of water and power development. He said some water projects in Zimbabwe will benefit from the multi-billion dollar lines of credit that have been created for Africa by the Indian government. Indian company WAPCOS, which organized today's meeting, has prepared a strategy paper on integrated water resources development for the Save catchment area. Ngomo said the Zimbabwe government will use the strategy paper to fundraise for various power generation, water and farming projects in the area. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.